59 minutes. Time remaining. Which channel? Your account. Publish. Button.
Okay, hello. It's Tuesday evening. It's almost 10 o'clock. And this post is also is going to be kind of continuing on and responding to some reactions to my post from this morning about prayer and ritual and God and fun things like that. So if you're not interested in this, I apologize for cluttering your timeline. If you are interested, then this is in response to a little bit of what Mel said and a lot of what Sarah Hillis said. Now, I really, really like Sarah because Sarah is one of those Christians who I can really enter into a intellectual discussion with, and I love our discussions. We're never going to agree on you know, on who's the boss, but that's okay. But I like that we can talk about things in an intellectual way and still respect each other for what we believe and not dismiss it as something stupid because it means a lot to us, you see. I wish a lot of religious people, of all religions, it doesn't matter, we're as tolerant as Sarah. And I just really wanted to say that. But I'm going to respectfully disagree with some of the things she said. And usually I would do this in private. But I'm going to do this publicly because I just want to show the other... She brought forth some arguments which I understand and respect. But I'd like to show the other side of them and to kind of give a more balanced view, and then, you know, then all of a sudden my piece. I'm not going to repeat what I said this morning. I am going to stress, though, that the main thing was the permission. And I still believe, yeah, okay, that if you want to pray for somebody on your own, then, yeah, utter a prayer for them on your own and leave them out of it. But if you're going to involve them, like you said, I think Sarah agreed with me on this, if you're going to involve them, not just in the prayer itself, but if you're going to actually tell them that you're going to pray for them, then ask them if it's okay. That's all. If you're just going to say, oh, I see this person in distress, you know, God, do something for them, then that's a small thing for you. But if you're going to involve them in that energetic, and I believe it's an exchange of energy and real communication with whatever you believe in, then yes, I think permission is very, very, very is vital. And I still think that prayer is not that different from ritual because, and here is where we disagree. Sarah said that, okay, I can't disagree with this. This is, she said, you know, if you pray, you ask God to do something if it be His will. Now, I have seen and heard a lot of people pray, and I hardly heard that. I usually hear, you know, let them find blah, whatever, 1, 2, and 3 in their heart, or let them come to you, or let them, you know. I don't really hear... I'm not saying that people don't do this, but I don't really hear a lot of people say, you know, if it is your will. I hear a lot of people pray for what they want, whether it is God's will or not. I hear people pray for what they want, for what they perceive to be the right or good thing to happen. I disagree, and I feel that I have a bit more authority to disagree about that than about God, because I don't know much about God, but I disagree that a ritual or a spell necessarily is designed to change the will, to change someone's will. I actually think, well, the way I do it is the way to find the balance. It's basically my equivalent way when I do ritual for someone, and always with permission, by the way, never without. Never, ever, ever have I done ritual without someone's permission, unless they were unconscious in a hospital and I wanted them to stay alive. You know, that was the only time, and it didn't work. So it didn't work because that wasn't meant to be. And the way I did my ritual did leave, you know, if it's meant to be, let this person come to be healed. And, you know, she was too far gone by then, and it wasn't meant to be. And the universe, you know, she went back to being part of the whole thing rather than an individual. You know, if that makes sense. I mean, I'm putting it all in kind of like quotes. I'm not going to preach about the universe and being part of the whole and all that, but she went from being a physical person to her spirit, you know, was freed, and she went somewhere else. So I don't necessarily agree that rituals are designed to change someone's will. If you are trying to capture someone, not capture, that's a bad choice of words. If you're trying to do a love ritual, then there's always room for that person's will, at least in where I come from, the ritual, the kind of ritual that I do. There's always room for someone's will there. What we are actually asking for in ritual, at least in that kind of ritual, is for the person to be basically, and I'm going to put this in quotes as well, tuned to the frequency, and to see what's out there. And they have a choice whether they want it or not. To have circumstances, you know, work in such a way that people find each other. And if that's not meant to be, then fine. But we're not changing someone's will. We're not doing black magic. And by the way, black magic is not just part of. I should say it this way: black magic has its place also in monotheism. I have seen and heard of people asking God, they believe in one God, you know, they're monotheists. I have heard of people asking God to curse other people. So to say that nobody's going to ask God to curse someone, I respectfully disagree with that. That's actually not correct. I've seen it. In fact, there's a very famous, I don't know how many of you heard of the Israeli Prime Minister, Yitzhak Rabin, who was assassinated in 1995. So we're coming up to 20 years this year. It was November 1995. And I remember this. And it is a well-known fact that about a year before this happened, a group of very religious rabbis, well, of course, rabbis are religious, but very Orthodox rabbis gathered and performed black magic and asked for curses. Now, this is true. I'm not making this up. You guys probably think I'm a loony, but I'm not. It was in the papers. There was a TV thing about it. It was because, of course, after the assassination, there was a lot of investigation, as you can imagine, and this came out. So this is not something that I'm making up. So people do ask for curses. And to say that God doesn't make bad things happen, I'll just say that last year we had Holocaust Memorial Day. That's all I'm going to say.
Last week.
What did I say?
Yeah.
Last year? Last week we had Holocaust Memorial Day. The Holocaust went on from 1939 to 1945. millions and millions and millions and millions of people were systematically killed by Hitler's dudes. Now, no one can tell me, if you're a believer, no one can tell me that wasn't the will of God, right? So, God doesn't just make things good happen, make good things happen. I don't have an explanation for it. I'd like to hear an explanation about the Holocaust if people... And I've asked so many religious people about the Holocaust. How do you explain it? How do you explain it? I got everything from, well, it's to test people's faith. Well, I'm sorry, what, you're killing babies to test their faith? I've also heard, the best one I've heard was, well, we don't deal with questions about Holocaust. I loved that one. That was my favorite. That's still my favorite. I'm like, oh, so you're just going to ignore it. Well, we don't have the answers, so we're just not going to worry about it.
It's an inconvenient truth.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. These are religious people in this country. Well, we don't usually confront this issue because we don't understand it. I'm sorry, but you seem to be to understand everything else and know what God's will is. So I think from what I've read of the Bible that it is full of plagues and curses and
smiting.
Yeah. You know. And killing. And wrath and
flooding
and horrible things. Now, whether or not it's whether it symbolizes something else, whether or not it's imagery, whether it's still not very nice, symbolic. That's the word I was looking for. So, just to show the other side of it, it's not, well, praying to one God is always good, you know, good and praying to non-monotheistic way has potential for evil. They both have just as much potential for what you call good and evil. I don't actually believe in good and evil. I think they're all part of the same thing. I don't think there is a dark force out there. I think the dark force is within us, just as the light, the good force is within us. Everything is within us. There is no... I almost feel like sometimes people want to portray, okay, there's God, and then there's this, like, a mirror image that's like the dark force that's against God. But who created it, then? You know, it can't be just as powerful if it was created by, if I'm trying to say things and not say them so as not to offend people. So that's why it might be a bit vague. But what I mean is, if there is an external force of good and that external force of good created everything and he created evil, then how can there be a battle? So that force of good created its own enemy or what? There's some things that don't quite add up. Either they're equal and then one couldn't create the other, or one created the other and therefore they're not equal, if that makes sense. So, this is me forever asking questions. I'll probably, after all this is said and done, I'll have a lot to answer for. But, At least I used my brain and didn't just accept things, you know. I think asking questions and trying to reason is, if you will, a God-given thing. I don't call it that way, but I'm just trying to use the same exact terminology. We have brains for a reason. We have the power to reason, to quest, to question, to analyze, and we should use it. That's all I have to say. I guess the bottom line is that I don't believe one type of prayer is more valid than another. I believe they're all equal. They all open lines of communication. They all are exchange of energy. Whether they come true or they don't, you still use energy to do it. You still have to be in a very specific state to achieve this kind of connection and be attuned to it. So it's all the same. And brings me back to what I was saying before, that permission is always a good idea. I don't believe that just because you're praying to the source of life or the source of all good, then you don't need permission. I still think you do, personally. That's just my opinion. Thanks for listening. Have a beautiful day. Pause recording, 43 minutes. And pause recording, button.